This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. If you drive through the South, it doesn't take long to run across a Civil War battlefield or historic site. But explaining that history is getting more difficult. Television and the Internet have changed people's expectations, forcing preservationists to present the past in different ways. From member station WETA, Eric Kneeler reports on a new Civil War museum in Richmond, Virginia, that gives three perspectives on the conflict.
Down by the James River, where a slave ship docked 150 years ago, sit the remnants of a Confederate gun factory. The site has just been reborn as the American Civil War Center. The museum contains a remarkable collection of 19th-century artifacts, as well as 21st-century multimedia displays. Museum President Alex Wise says the goal is to present the big picture.
One of the assets we have in this state is a lot of Civil War history. But there was no place you could go to get an overview. Civil War history was told in pieces.
Wise is the former head of Virginia's Office of Historic Preservation. He says museums can no longer just put saddles or uniforms behind a glass case.
You've got to give people something they can't get from the History Channel or from a book.
The museum is located on the grounds of the former Tredegar Ironworks. Inside, there are dozens of flat panel video monitors, big photo banners, and a circular movie theater that invites visitors to question what really happened. There's even an American Idol-style contest to pick your favorite cause of the Civil War.
Or was it simply a fight over money and different cultures?
Was it a conflict over how the new American West would be settled?
Or was it slavery?
That's four causes.
And look, there are four buttons on the panels in front of everyone. I say we put it to a vote.
The museum looks at the war from the perspective of Southerners fighting for home, Northerners fighting for union, and slaves fighting for liberty.
What were the ideals, the founding ideals of the country? And how did the Civil War flow out of really disagreements about which of those ideals was primary, which vision of liberty was primary?
There are also displays that evoke the war's human toll.
We're looking at shackles. We even have a set of children's shackles here, which it's pretty shocking when you see them.
Wise spent the past decade raising the $13 million needed to build the museum. Many of the artifacts were borrowed from private collectors.
My favorite piece here is this flag, which is the reverse of the 15th Virginia flag, and it has home on it.
And you see the stars. I guess these are the Confederate states here.
Yes.
Other artifacts are from Reconstruction, like a red and white Ku Klux Klan robe that looks like a clown suit. There are also modern-day emblems of the Confederacy, including a toy General Lee car from the TV show Dukes of Hazzard. So far, the museum is a big hit with historians. Roger Davidson teaches African American history at Coppin State University in Baltimore.
The way that this museum deals with not just the causes of the Civil War or enslavement, but with emancipation. And, you know, for a lot of African Americans, it'll be the first time that they see in a museum African Americans given agency in this cause for freedom.
In contrast, the 110-year-old Museum of the Confederacy in downtown Richmond presents the Southern view more traditionally. Executive Director Wade Rawl says he emphasizes artifacts, not the conflicting interpretations of the war.
Some visitors, particularly kids, like something a whole lot lighter and easier to understand. The baby boomers tend to be more interested in, they want to see the authentic stuff. They do want to come look at the exhibit case and look inside and see Jeb Stuart's hat or Robert E. Lee's uniform.
This museum and the adjoining Confederate White House are having financial trouble and may be forced to move or shut down. Coppin State's Davidson says history museums must evolve in order to survive.
With the rise of heritage tourism, as long as the museum offers something new and something different, I think it can survive, and this one does. In time, the way that museums present their information has changed.
For instance, at the American Civil War Center, visitors leave yellow Post-it notes on what would have happened if the South had won. And museum officials hope to reach even more people with talks in Atlanta and New York on the legacy of the Civil War. For NPR News, I'm Eric Kneeler.